Tenacious Living Radio.
Welcome to the Sugar Talk and More radio show, where you can learn how to kick the sugar and cravings, control your weight, increase your energy, and avoid chronic health issues, featuring your host, Kathy Orman, certified health coach and author of The Sugar Switch. Kathy inspires individuals to improve their health and reach their health goals through simple, sustainable lifestyle changes through the principles of nutrition, whole foods, and healthy living. And now, here's your host, health coach Kathy Orman.
Hello, welcome to Sugar Talk and More. I'm Kathy Orman, your host. I'm really excited to be here today with you to talk about healthy lifestyle and the ultimate 10 tips to thrive. This is one of my favorite topics, and it's so exciting because we can change so many things in our life by living a healthy lifestyle. So it's really, really exciting. So what we're going to talk about today is what is a healthy lifestyle and why a healthy lifestyle is so important. And then we'll go through 10 ultimate tips for you to thrive. And these are tips you can use right away, starting today, to start thriving in your life. So let's get at it. So what is a healthy lifestyle? So literally, a healthy lifestyle is a way of life that is conducive to or promotes good health. So really, what it is the culmination of the things you do every day in your life that keep you healthy and happy, bouncing along and absolutely loving life. So it's really a combination of everything. So today, what we're going to focus on is the dietary aspect and the physical aspect of your healthy lifestyle. So why is a healthy lifestyle so important? Well, that's a really good question. The habits we have, particularly the food habits and the food we take into our body and how we take care of ourselves physically, totally impacts how we thrive in our life. And it impacts us on all levels. It impacts us mentally with our thinking. It impacts us emotionally, whether it's positively or negatively. It impacts us physically so that we feel good and look great. And it impacts us right from the cellular level up, right from the very inside of our body. And from the cellular level, that's where we get our energy. That is what affects our immune system. And that's what actually keeps us free of chronic health issues, is how healthy our cells are. So it affects us right from that very basic level. It also affects what we do in our life every day, like how we're able to accomplish goals, whether they're personal goals, financial goals, or business goals. So it affects everything that we do on a daily basis. It affects our happiness. It affects how we interact socially with other people as well. So it's really, really important. Now here's a statistic that is really mind-boggling. Research has shown that 80 to 90% of chronic health issues can be avoided and or reversed by maintaining a healthy lifestyle. I'm going to repeat that because that's so staggering and so important. Research has shown that 80 to 90% of chronic health issues can be avoided and or reversed by maintaining a healthy lifestyle. So what that means to us is that we have absolute control over what we do every day in our life and how it affects us on many levels. We can actually avoid chronic health conditions like obesity. That's a major one. Like diabetes. That's another chronic condition that's rampant in our society. Inflammation. That's one that's a bit more silent, but a lot of people do have inflammation. Fatty liver. That's becoming more prominent too. Joint issues. Arthritis. High blood pressure. A lot of people have high blood pressure these days. High cholesterol, stroke, heart issues, mental health issues, including depression. And we can possibly even avoid or reverse some types of cancer. There's a lot of research going on in that area right now. So it's all very, very interesting and very exciting. So we're going to jump right into the ultimate 10 tips to thrive. And these are tips you can use starting today. So what we're going to do is the countdown from 10 to 1. So we'll start at number 10. So number 10 is have a healthy work-life balance. Now, what that means essentially is that a person needs to prioritize their time with family and with work and have a balance between them so that you're not always at work. And you get enough family time in to keep you healthy and happy and socialized and keep your family happy. Very important. It also means that you need to be available during business hours, but not all hours. So you need to set some limits. And while you're at work, make your work time as productive as possible, including taking breaks when you need it so that you have the mental energy when you come back from a break to do a good job. So that's tip number 10, healthy work-life balance. Tip number 9 is to keep your alcohol consumption to a minimal, healthy level. Now, there's lots of research going on about healthy alcohol consumption and how a little bit of alcohol consumption can be good for you. And that's, I'm sure that's very true. But that's moderate alcohol consumption and controlled. And it does have positive effects on the body and actually socially as well. But overindulgence and long-term alcohol use have very negative effects that are life-altering, and they can actually have devastating consequences, physically, mentally, and socially. So you want to keep your alcohol consumption to a minimal, healthy level. That's tip number 9. Tip number 8, recognize stress in your life and find positive ways to handle it and or reduce it. So long-term chronic stress can cause major health issues mentally, physically, and socially. And it can cause things like heart issues. It can cause people to gain weight. It can cause an energy reduction in your body. It can cause digestive issues. It can cause mental fatigue. It often causes people not to sleep, and that's a whole other issue on its own. Not sleeping well can cause a whole another set of health issues. So it's really, really important to be able to recognize stress and find positive ways to deal with it, reduce it, or handle it in a positive way. So tip number 7, get enough healthy sleep. So a lack of sleep affects all aspects of our functioning. It can affect us mentally in many, many ways. It can affect our healthy cognitive functioning. It can affect our nerve functions, and it can also affect our reflexes. So if we're tired and haven't had enough sleep, it can be dangerous for us to operate machinery. If you have a job that takes operating heavy equipment or something like that, it can be quite dangerous. So you really do need a lot of sleep. And it also can affect our behavior, and that can affect us on the job, it can affect us in our family, it can affect us in our social life too. So physically, we need sleep because we need it for energy. Our cells need to regenerate while we're sleeping, and we need it for our body to repair itself. We need to build healthy cells, and we need to have healthy hormone production, which all takes place while we're sleeping. So there's a lot of things that sleep does affect. So number 7 is getting enough healthy sleep. So we're going to take a little break right now and have a word from our sponsors, and we'll be right back and we'll continue our countdown for the ultimate 10 tips to thrive.
Hi, I'm Kathy Orman of Kathy Orman Health Coaching. I'd like to tell you about a book I just wrote. It's called The Sugar Switch. It's all about the mechanism inside our body that controls our sugar. The Sugar Switch teaches how to use the power of nutrition to control your sugar switch for better health, better energy, weight loss without the traditional weight loss diet, and so that you can look good and feel great. My website is www.kathyorman.com. That's CathyOrmon.com. And I can be reached by phone at 403-453-4452.
Have you dreamed of being a host of your own radio show and taking your business and story to a wider audience? Tenacious Living Radio is the platform to make your dreams a reality. Contact us at tlrstation.com. You're listening to Tenacious Living Radio.
Welcome back to Sugar Talk and More. Before the break, we were talking about what a healthy lifestyle is and why it's so important to have a healthy lifestyle. And we were starting the countdown for the ultimate 10 tips to thrive. And these are tips you can use starting right now, starting today, to thrive in your life. So before the break, we talked about tip number 10. It was have a healthy work-life balance. Tip number 9 was to keep alcohol consumption to a minimal, healthy level. Tip number 8 is to recognize stress and find positive ways to handle it and or reduce it, maybe even eliminate it from your life. Tip number seven was get enough healthy sleep because that affects so much in our life. So now we're going to talk about tip number 6. So tip number 6 is cook your own meals. So a lot of people are dining out in restaurants these days, and that's all fine and good because it's a great social activity and we thrive on social activities. But when you cook your own meals, there's lots of advantages. It helps your lifestyle. You save money, for one thing. But when you cook your own meals, you have absolute control over all the ingredients and everything that you put into your meal. So if you have people in your household or people in your family that have dietary needs, perhaps celiac, or people that have allergies, it's so much easier health-wise, and it's so much easier to feel relaxed and to know that your food is not going to upset those people. So when you have complete control over the ingredients, you can also control the right kinds of fat that go into your food, the right kinds of sugar, or even the amount of sugar that you're putting into your food. And you can also easily control how much refined food that you're eating versus how much whole food. And of course, the optimal would be to eat more whole foods. So when you're cooking your own meals, you absolutely have complete control, and it is way much healthier for your lifestyle, for sure. A lot of people also find cooking can be quite relaxing. A lot of people have it as a hobby, so it totally changes their mindset from their day job to what they do at home in the kitchen. And it's very therapeutic, actually. It's good for you. The other reason that cooking your own food is great is because it's a very social activity. Have you ever noticed that when you have gatherings at Christmas time or birthdays, everybody congregates in the kitchen? Well, there's a good reason for that. Food is very, very central to our social culture. And healthy food is the very best way to go. So cooking your own food and having social times in your family, social times in your home with family and friends and social gatherings is a very, very healthy thing to do. So it's great for your lifestyle. So that's tip number 6, cook your own meals. Tip number 5 is to get enough exercise every day. So a lot of people think of the exercise is only for therapeutic use. If you have a sore back, the physiotherapist will give you exercises to fix your back. Well, that's actually quite true. They do that, and it's very effective. But exercise can be way, way much more than that. And it's way more beneficial than that as well. Exercise is something that we actually need every day of our life. Our body and all of our physical systems actually thrive on exercise. If you think about it, even our movement is exercise, and to get more movement in our day is very healthy. When you think about all of the organs that are in your torso, there's a huge number of organs in a very small area. So they're kind of crammed in there. When we walk, when we jog, when we do physical activity, our organs are all getting a little bit of a massage. So that's incredibly helpful to all the organs. It's something we can't see and something we can't necessarily feel, but it is very important. So the other reason that we need exercise is because some of our systems absolutely need exercise to be the healthiest they can be. One example is your cardiovascular system. Your heart needs exercise to be able to pump properly and get the blood through your system to all of your organs and cells. And your muscles need exercise in order to be healthy. If we sit and do nothing, if we're couch potatoes, we have muscles that go to sleep, or essentially they lose their function. That's called atrophy. And we don't want to have our muscles losing their function. That's not a good place to be. The other system that benefits greatly from exercise is your digestive system. It takes movement and digestion to help things move through your body and to eliminate toxins. So it's very, very important. The other really interesting thing about exercise is that exercise reduces mental stress, which is quite an interesting thing, because when you exercise, your brain actually produces endorphins and brain chemicals that are positive and that help your body and actually lift your mood, it lifts your spirits. It's actually good for you mentally. So it's an amazing system that we have in our body. Exercising can also help control weight. So people who are conscious about exercising are often also conscious about eating healthy food, and the two things do go very well together. Exercising is really good for keeping your weight stable. And exercise also can give you energy. Sometimes I've experienced going to the gym and feeling totally, totally exhausted, not wanting to exercise. But once I'm done my 45 minutes or an hour of exercising, I actually feel energized and terrific. So it's really, really a great thing to do exercise and to get energy from it. Tip number four is to drink plenty of pure water. So our body is made of 75% water. Our brain is actually 80% water. And our blood is actually 90% water. So that's an amazing amount of water that's in our body. So we need to have enough pure water to actually maintain all of our body systems. Every system in our body needs it. So we need to be able to hydrate our muscles. We need to be able to have enough hydration for our organs to work. Our brain needs enough water to function properly. And we also have to replace fluids that are lost through our normal daily activities. So this would be just our normal movement, breathing, sweating, urination, all the things that are normal for us on a daily basis. We do lose fluids through those activities. So we need to replace them. The other really, really important function of drinking enough water is to maintain our body temperature. It's in the summertime, it's especially important when it's really, really hot out. You don't want to be dehydrated and have your body temperature go all wonky, because it's a very bad place to be. So it's important to maintain our body temperature. So that's number four, drinking plenty of pure water. Tip number three is to eat three balanced meals and three balanced snacks every day. So what we eat every day feeds our body. It feeds our cells. It feeds our body. And we need to eat healthy food at intervals every day so that we maintain an even energy level all day long. If we only ate one meal a day at breakfast, we would totally run out of energy by time evening came. So we really do need to refuel our body on an even kind of basis every day. Three meals, and three balanced healthy snacks. This keeps us from being hungry between meals, and it keeps us from having low blood sugar, and low blood sugar causes a huge number of negative effects. It also will help us to maintain our body weight. So that's very important, because if we don't eat enough, our body goes into starvation mode, and then we have a lot of issues with that. So that's tip number three. Three balanced meals and three balanced snacks. Tip number two, we're getting closer to the big one tip. Tip number two is eat whole foods, foods that are full of nutrients that our body can use. Whole foods actually feed our cells. So we are actually feeding ourselves from the very basis of our body outwardly. So when our cells have the right kind of fuel, the right kind of food, the nutrients they need, then we have physical energy and we have mental energy. And that's so important for everything we do. All of our organs and all of our systems need to have the right kind of nutrients and the right balance of nutrients for us to stay healthy. So it's incredibly important. Now, I bet you're wondering what the number one ultimate tip is. Well, here it comes. Got your paper and pen ready? The number one ultimate tip for a healthy lifestyle to thrive is to drastically reduce or totally eliminate refined foods and sugar from your life. Yep, drastically reduce or totally eliminate sugar and refined foods. So why is this number one tip and why is this so important? Well, refined foods are actually empty foods. They've been refined to the point where there's no nutrition in them. Refined foods, what they actually do is they fill up our tummies and they leave us nutritionally starving. So our body's been fed, but our organs and our cells are wondering, where's the nutrition? What happened? And our energy level goes way down. It affects so many things. And sugar, well, that's another whole issue on its own, but sugar is very important to eliminate from our diet because sugar causes an amazing amount of health issues. Sugar causes spiking and crashing of our blood sugar, and that in itself has a huge number of negative effects on us. That causes insulin resistance, and that will put us on a very slippery slope to diabetes. And by the way, insulin resistance at the very beginning before diabetes hits is actually totally reversible. You can change your lifestyle, you can change what you're doing in your life every day to reverse insulin resistance and take you off that slippery slope to diabetes. Sugar accelerates aging. And I don't think there's too many of us that want to look older, so it's a good thing to get rid of sugar for sure. Sugar is addictive. We all know that very well. Sugar is very addictive. So it keeps us in a negative, vicious cycle. And a lot of people are trying to get out of that. So if you can eliminate sugar from your life, that's a great thing. Sugar damages cognitive health. There's lots of studies going on right now about the connection between high amounts of sugar in the person's diet and things like dementia and Alzheimer's. And they are actually coming up with a connection between the two things. So it's being proven to damage cognitive health. Sugar is one of the leading causes of heart issues. Now, years ago, it used to be fat that was the culprit. And everybody got onto these low-fat, no-fat diets. And now what they're finding through recent research is that fat never was the culprit. It was always sugar. So that's a very, very interesting development in the nutrition world. Sugar also causes obesity. And obesity is one of those things that causes multitudes of other health issues. It causes heart issues. It causes diabetes. It causes inflammation. It causes a number of things. Sugar also damages the immune system. So when we have way too much sugar, our immunity tends to kind of go way down, and then we're susceptible to so many things that we don't want, so many bacteria and viruses and not a good thing. So sugar also increases stress, and this is physically. Sugar, the consumption of sugar can increase our fight or flight chemicals in our body, the cortisol, and those stress chemicals that's released. And that in itself can just physically increase the stress in your body just from having too much sugar. Sugar has also been linked to too much cancer. And this is ongoing research. This is not a total definite, but this is what people, researchers, are looking at today, is what is the link between sugar and cancer. And they're actually coming up with the fact that it is being linked together. So that's our 10 ultimate tips to thrive. So I'm just going to recap them real quick. Number 10 is have a healthy work-life balance. Very important. Number 9, keep alcohol consumption to a minimal healthy level. Number 8, recognize stress and find a way to handle it and or reduce it, or maybe even eliminate it. If you can, that would be great. Tip number 7, get enough healthy sleep. So important on so many levels. Tip number 6 is to cook your own meals. Lots and lots of benefits there. Tip number 5, get enough exercise every day. Our body needs it. Tip number 4, drink plenty of pure water. Every system in our body depends on water. Tip number 3, eat 3 balanced meals and 3 balanced snacks every day. That'll help us maintain our energy. Tip number 2, eat whole foods, the ones that are full of nutrients and that actually feed our body. And the big tip, number 1, if you get nothing else from today's talk, this is the one tip I would like you to take away with you. Tip number 1, drastically reduce or totally eliminate refined foods and sugar from your lifestyle. They are devastating to our health. They don't give us any energy. They actually rob us of our nutritional energy. So I hope you've enjoyed today's show. And next week, we're going to talk about sugar, public enemy number 1. So that's it for today's show. Thank you so much for joining me. Have a great week. Bye.
Thank you for joining Sugar Talk and More. Are you interested in learning more about ways to kick the sugar, eliminate the cravings, increase your energy, and avoid common chronic health issues? Kathy Orman would love to connect with you. Contact Kathy at www.kathyorman.com. We will see you next week, same day and time.